In this bulletin, the coalition flags a plan to boost small business if it wins the next election. At least 148 people killed in a boat accident in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And in AFL, Carlton post consecutive AFL wins for the first time in 10 months.
With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sam Dover.
The coalition says it wants to see the number of small businesses in Australia grow by 350,000 in 4 years if it wins the next election. Under the plan, new businesses will be given a boost with new tax offsets that will allow new traders to reinvest in the business. Opposition leader Peter Dutton says it's about encouraging people to start businesses at all levels.
Particularly smaller businesses, micro businesses starting up, somebody with a bedroom at the back of the house or a part of the garage where they're now producing or they're now providing a service to a bigger company, and they want their business to grow. And we want to encourage small business in this country.
At least 148 people have been killed in the Democratic Republic of the Congo after a motorized wooden boat caught fire and capsized. Local officials say the boat was carrying as many as 500 passengers, including women and children, when it overturned on Tuesday in the Congo River in the country's northwest region. The boat called HB Congolo caught fire while a person was cooking on board near the town of Mbandaka, having left the port of Matankumu for the Bolomba Territory. Sky News reports about 100 survivors were taken to an improvised shelter at the local town hall, while those with burn injuries were taken to local hospitals. Officials estimate hundreds of people are still missing as rescue efforts continue. Meanwhile, Israeli airstrikes have reportedly killed dozens of Palestinians across the Gaza Strip over the past day, hours after Hamas rejected an Israeli ceasefire offer that did not offer a full end to the war. Last month, the Israeli military broke a two-month truce that had largely halted fighting in Gaza and has since pushed in from the north and south, seizing almost a third of the enclave. Palestinian health authorities say at least 50 were killed in strikes on Good Friday, adding to more than 1,600 reported deaths since Israel resumed airstrikes in March. Hamas's Gaza chief has now dismissed an Israeli offer, which included a demand that Hamas lay down its weapons in exchange for talks on a final settlement to the war. And Russia has responded to news that US President Donald Trump is considering abandoning attempts to broker a Russia-Ukraine peace deal unless there are clear signs that a deal can be done soon. During his election campaign, President Trump said repeatedly that he would be able to end the war between Russia and Ukraine in 24 hours upon taking office. Speaking after a meeting of the Security Council on Thursday, Russia's ambassador to the United Nations, Vasily Nebenzia, says the European Union and Commission also have a role to play in stopping the war.
We would like the Europeans to stop arming Ukraine and encouraging it to continue the conflict, to convince it to accept the conditions that would lead to resolving of this crisis. So far, we don't see it.
And thousands of Catholics are making the trek to an historic church in the hills of northern New Mexico as part of a Holy Week tradition spanning generations. El Santuario de Chimayo, just north of Santa Fe, is one of the most important Catholic pilgrimage centers in the U.S. This New Mexico resident says the company of friends makes the trek easier.
The four of us met at work a long time ago, and we decided to do this. So we've been doing it for 21 years. And we carry the needs, and we pray for our families, we pray for other people that we know, and we pray for this world.
And in sport, Carlton have posted consecutive AFL wins for the first time in 10 months as red-hot midfielder George Hewitt starred in an 82-point win over North Melbourne. Hewitt was a major force in a 7-goal opening term which set the tone for the Blues in their 24.9-11.5 triumph at Marvel Stadium on Friday. He racked up 34 disposals, 12 clearances, 9 tackles, and 1 goal in his best-of-field display. I'm Sam Dover, and that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.